from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
welcome to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the headlines. President Prabowo commissions more than 1,700 military and police officers. Indonesia urges ASEAN to strengthen regional resilience and stability. I'm Kara, and this is the news in detail. President Prabowo Subianto commissioned more than 1,700 junior officers of the Indonesian National Armed Forces and the Indonesian National Police at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. The officers included 512 graduates of the Military Academy, 229 graduates of the Naval Academy, 154 graduates of the Air Force Academy, and 282 graduates of the Police Academy. Four officers representing the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Police received the Adi Makayas Award in recognition of their academic achievements and leadership qualities. In his remarks, Prabowo urged the officers to view the commissioning ceremony not as the end of their journey, but as the beginning of their service to the nation, the state, and the Indonesian people. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono on Tuesday urged ASEAN member states to strengthen collective resilience and preparedness in responding to increasingly complex global dynamics that directly affect people across the region. Speaking during the retreat session of the 59th ASEAN Foreign Ministers meeting in Manila, the Philippines, Sugiono said ASEAN's commitments must be translated into stronger coordination and concrete action. These efforts include strengthening food and energy security, maintaining smooth supply chains, and improving ASEAN's preparedness in facing regional and global challenges. Indonesia also once again highlighted the situation in Myanmar. Sugiono stressed the importance of ASEAN's active engagement in encouraging an inclusive resolution process in line with the 5-point consensus. He also underlined the importance of maintaining ASEAN unity. According to Sugiono, challenges in the region must be addressed through dialogue, constructive engagement, and peaceful approaches. The government has begun preparing the development of the Indonesia International Financial Center as a global hub for financial transactions, investment, and financial services. Finance Minister Purabaya Yudi Sudewa outlined several plans ranging from selecting its location to providing tax incentives to attract investors. For more, Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
Following the House of Representatives' approval of the bill on the Indonesia International Financial Center, the government has begun preparing various provisions and strategies for the establishment of the country's new financial hub. Finance Minister Purabaya Yudi Sadewa said the government is still assessing the best location for the financial center. He made the statement during the July 2026 edition of the monthly APBN Kita, or State Budget Performance and Facts, press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, July 21st, 2026. According to Purabaya, the financial center's location will be determined based on a study conducted by an independent team. The team will assess infrastructure readiness, the cost to be borne by the state, and the area's attractiveness to foreign investors. The government has yet to make a final decision on the location. However, if the selected area is currently designated as a special economic zone, its status will be adjusted to prevent overlapping regulations or jurisdictions.
But basically, we will determine what the best option is. What is clear is that the infrastructure there must be easy to develop, or some of it must already be available, and the location must be attractive to wealthy foreign investors.
In addition to preparing the location, the government is also considering a 0% tax incentive for the first 50 years. The policy will be one of its main strategies to attract global capital and strengthen Indonesia's competitiveness. Purabaya said, Indonesia needs to offer more attractive incentives because it is a late entrant in the competition among international financial centers. Indonesia will have to compete with several established global financial hubs, including Singapore, Hong Kong, and Dubai.
For the initial stage, it seems that will be the approach. We are comparing it with business practices in other similar locations. We have to be slightly more attractive. Why? Because we are the last to enter. We will be competing with Singapore, Hong Kong, Dubai, and others.
Purabaya added that, besides foreign investors, domestic companies and state-owned enterprises will also be allowed to establish entities within the Indonesia International Financial Center area. He said domestic companies may do so as long as they meet the requirements and conditions set by the government. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries integrated 11 vocational higher education institutions under its authority through the Ocean Institute of Indonesia. The integration was officially launched during the inauguration of OII in Jakarta on Tuesday. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono said the integration of the 11 campuses is part of the transformation of vocational higher education in the marine and fisheries sector. Through the institute, all campuses will operate under a single education system while retaining their respective areas of excellence and individual characteristics. According to Trenggono, each campus will be directed to develop a different specialization based on its regional potential and the needs of the marine and fisheries sector.
There will be specializations, meaning that not all campuses will be the same or provide exactly the same education. Each campus will have its own specialization, which we will develop further. We are bringing them together under one institution called the Ocean Institute of Indonesia.
The 11 campuses incorporated into the Ocean Institute of Indonesia includes the Fisheries Business Expert Polytechnic as well as Marine and Fisheries Polytechnics in Jemai, Karawang, Pangandaran, Sidoarjo, Jembrana, Kupang, Bone, Bitung, and Sorong. The Wakatobi Marine and Fisheries Community Academy is also part of the institution. Through this integration, Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries aim to strengthen collaboration among the campuses in vocational education and applied research. The institute is also expected to expand partnerships with businesses and industries, ensuring that graduates have the skills needed to support the development of Indonesia's marine and fisheries sector. The commemoration of National Children's Day 2026 on July 23rd is expected to be more than just a ceremonial event, but also a momentum to strengthen child protection in the digital space. Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Arifah Fauzi said in Jakarta on Tuesday that one of the measures is the implementation of the government regulation on the governance and protection of children in the digital space known as PP Tunas. According to Arifah, the government continues to protect children from various risks associated with technology use, including exposure to harmful content, exploitation, and digital addiction. One of the measures is limiting children's access to digital platforms considered high risk. The Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs has also introduced a policy prohibiting children under the age of 16 from having their own social media accounts. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has issued a circular restricting the use of digital devices in educational institutions. The policy aims to prevent the use of digital devices from disrupting teaching and learning activities at schools. Arifa emphasized that government policies must be supported by digital education and literacy for parents. Parents need to guide and supervise their children's use of digital devices to prevent them from easily accessing content that is inappropriate for their age. According to her, protecting children in the digital space requires cooperation among families, schools, and the government. Indonesia is targeting a reduction of up to 44.46 million tons of CO2 emissions in 2026 through the implementation of B50 biodiesel. The target is higher than last year's realized emissions reductions of 39.66 million tons of CO2. B50 is diesel fuel blended with 50% palm oil-based biofuel. The policy is being implemented to accelerate the transition toward clean energy while reducing the use of fossil fuels and diesel imports. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Dwi Anggia, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the implementation of B50 is part of the government's strategy to achieve more environmentally friendly and sustainable energy independence.
Last year, we reduced emissions by 39.66 million tons, while this year, the reduction in carbon dioxide emission is projected to reach 44.46 million tons. So this is an extraordinary measure in the energy sector, particularly to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, first imported diesel fuel, and second, to support the transition toward clean and sustainable energy.
Dwi Anggia explained that B50 has undergone various cross-sector technical tests to ensure that the fuel is safe and ready for use. The tests were conducted on motor vehicles, agricultural machinery and equipment, mining equipment, and various modes of transportation. In addition to increasing emissions reductions, the government estimates that the implementation of B50 could save up to around 170 trillion rupiah, equivalent to over 9,480 billion US dollars in foreign exchange this year. Belarusian ambassador to Indonesia Roman Romanowski has expressed hope that Belarus and Indonesia will soon open direct flight routes. Roman conveyed the hope during the Food and Hospitality Indonesia 2026 event in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to Roman, direct flights would make travel easier for people and business communities from both countries. He said the opportunity has become more promising after Indonesia introduced a visa-free visit policy for Belarusian citizens on July 9th. Roman added that easier visa access and the availability of direct flights are expected to increase visits between Belarus and Indonesia. The move is also expected to strengthen people-to-people ties while expanding business-to-business cooperation. Listeners, that concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Saturday sunset, we're lying on my bed with hours to go, fingers entwined, and so were our minds crying, I don't want you to go. You wiped away tears, but not fears, under the still and clear in
Baby, don't cry, we'll be fine. You're the one thing I swear I can't outgrow. My mother said the younger me was a pretending prodigy. Well, nothing that much has changed. 'Cause while you're wolfing down liquor, my soul, it gets sicker. But I'm sticking to the screenplay. Gotta say I'm okay, but answer this, babe. How is it now that somehow you're a stranger? You were mine just yesterday. I pray the block in my airway dissipates and instead deters your airplane's way. But heaven denies. Destiny decried. Something beautiful died too soon. But I'm letting go. I'm giving up the ghost. But don't get me wrong, I'll always love you, that's why. Can intoxicate oceans and engines. You're skilled at infringing on great love affairs. 'Cause now my heart's home. All I've known is long gone and 10,000 miles away. And I'm not okay.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Culture of nation must be preserved. Likewise with the customs in any region that need to be maintained. However, very often today, that the original customs are no longer maintained and have even been developed and modified to suit the taste of the public. Indigenous authenticity is slowly fading, so the next generation is no longer familiar with their original customs. The same thing seems to happen with Balis custom in Sika in Nusa Tenggara province. Balis is often translated into dowry given by the groom's family to the bride-to-be. Actually, Balis is more than that. It is a complicated process before the wedding which is difficult to find nowadays, especially the one which really follows the original custom. Today, Balis has already been developed in accordance with the taste of times. As stated by Albert Nicholas Sino, a Flores University lecturer who is often called Pak Niko.
Memang Balis yang ada sekarang di daerah-daerah sudah tidak asli lagi, termasuk di Maumere Kabupaten
Indeed,
Jika.
Balis in many areas today is no longer original, including in Maumere Sika district, where there are several indigenous territories. According to the original custom, there are differences in terms and also the types. Basically, Balis in Sika is unique and slightly different from other areas. For example, in Nikta and its surroundings, it is different from in Sikalela and Lio and surrounding areas. The same with Nele Koting, which is different from regions in East Maumere, namely Kangai and Tanah Ai and its surroundings. On this occasion, I would like to concentrate specifically in describing Balis. According to the original custom of Nikta and surrounding areas, Balis is only like a border between the prospective groom's and bride's families.
How is the preliminary process before the wedding? What must be done if a man and a woman decide to form a new family in accordance with the custom of Sika? Following is an explanation by Albert Nicolosino, who is often called Pak or Mr. Niko.
Begini, dahulu kala di mana-mana tersebar kampung-kampung kecil yang terdiri dari kira-kira belasan atau 20-an rumah dan ikatan keluarga serta kekompakan mereka sangat tinggi. Karena pada dasarnya mereka berasal dari keturunan.
You see, in the past, there were small villages scattered here consisting of roughly 10 to 20 houses. Family ties were tied and they were very close to each other because basically they come from the same ancestry or tribe. If a boy of a tribe, for example, wanted to marry a girl of B tribe, then two envoys from the A tribal family would come to the girl's parents to convey that purpose. Things brought by the two messengers while visiting were betel nut and tobacco put in a buku, which is a container made of woven palm leaves, and inside this buku they would also put some money. The amount by today's value is approximately 100,000 or 200,000 rupiahs. Usually the young man and the girl had never met, let alone known each other. They might have seen each other from a distance or perhaps only heard stories from people. Regarding the present that they bought, people might wonder why they only brought tobacco and betel nut and a little money. The reason actually is because they were preparing for the worst. If the girl and her parents did not accept it or rejected the proposal, then they would go home and did not have to bring back heavy items. The term is Widin Wain Gahar Poar Banona, which means a long-feet goat going home right away. But if the girl and her parents accept or approve, The items would be taken into the house. Then, usually, the girl's family would entertain them and slaughter a chicken. After the meal, the girl's family would ask when the boy's family would come to formally ask their daughter's hand. The term is Maiwa Takta, or coming to give some betel nut.
The wata'a means the process of an engagement formally start. That's when the two large families met for the first time. Budget prepared by the girl's family is quite large because they have to feed many families from both sides, including the representatives of the boy's family. What do they bring for this first meeting? As a custom, they will bring a horse and enough money with them. The representatives of the boy's family usually consist of a few people, but the number must be odd, so that it will be even with the addition of the girl. After eating, the customary forum begins with the girl's family start talking about the valise with the size of every wo'un or bamboo joints. This is a term used for the dowry that must be prepared by the boy's family. So, the girl's family will explain this in detail, and then they determine when the valise is to be presented. The representatives of the boy's side just listen to what is said, and after their return will convey to the boy's family how much the valise is and when it must be delivered. When the guests go home, the girl's family gives them a pig, a sack of rice, and a kumbang of milk, and some food, which is regarded as part of the meal they have eaten.
Waktu mereka pulang, biasanya keluarga si gadis memberikan satu ekor babi, satu sarung, satu karung.
When the representatives return to the boy's family, the pig will be slaughtered, and the rice is distributed to all members of the big family with a reminder. Remember, the food being given is a sign that we must get ready because when the time comes, we should gather to take care of the boys' bellies. In fact, without being reminded, everybody knows what his responsibility is. The same thing happens with the girl's family. They will distribute the tobacco and betel nut, etc., although only a little for all members of the family with a reminder. Remember, we have chewed other people's betel nut, so we have to get ready, because there will be the time when we will have to get together again for the sake of our girl.
That was Belis, a custom of Sika tribe in Flores, East Nusa Tenggara province. Ketat is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
Life. Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Padamu ku percaya. Voice of Indonesia.
New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in no-go, the surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Wait, actually, guys, because the whole place is on fire. Oh my god, my neighbor's house. Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees, and in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. Oh my freaking god. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April. Cyclone Amphan in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. Global temperatures continue to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London, to Australia.
We are not drowning!
To New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at it right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Cristiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change, that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. and we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok, or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia, or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Soon